print, big consequences. I'm Janet Attard with the BusinessKnowHow.com idea of the day. When was the last time you read all the small print in the contracts you sign? Or, for that matter, all the big print? You know, the paragraphs of stuff the legal folks put in all capital letters, making what they theoretically want to emphasize impossible to read? If you're like most folks, your eyes probably glaze over when you see hard-to-read paragraphs of legal details in contracts. Instead of reading the contract all the way through, you skim it for the high points, the points you know you should care about, like, oh, how much something is going to cost you, or what you'll get out of the deal, or when something will be delivered. Everything else, well, it just looks too difficult to read, so you don't. And that, of course, is a mistake. Sometimes it's a very expensive mistake. All that legal gibberish in the middle of a contract usually contains terms that you need to know about. One of our website visitors, for instance, just wrote to me this week asking how he could get back $250 a merchant account provider took out of his bank account when he canceled his contract with the company 2 months early. Unfortunately, there's probably nothing he can do at this point. Many merchant account providers include clauses in their contracts that allow them to charge a fee for early cancellation. Early is any date before the exact number of years or months specified in the contract. And charging a fee means taking the money right out of your bank account, which they have access to as part of the contract. When you take the time to read a contract before you sign it, you can try to get clauses like that changed. If a company wants your business badly enough and the change is minor, for instance, you want them to take out the early cancellation fee, they may agree to the change. If they won't agree to the change, you can refuse to sign the contract and find another company to do business with. But once you sign on that proverbial dotted line and start using the product or service, you'll have little luck getting things like early cancellation fees or other clauses you think are unfair changed. I'm Janet Attard with the BusinessKnowHow.com idea of the day. Find more ideas, tips, and hints to grow your business at www.businessknowhow.com.